ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सी वेदांत शास्त्रम् repeatedly makes one thing clear. What we actually choicelessly seeking is the freedom, and that freedom which is sought is nothing but synonym of the fullness, the happiness, which is already there as our own Swarupam. So this implies, it's not just understanding what one's own self is, really speaking. The understanding of what oneself is should be reconfirmed, the understanding of definitely there is nothing other than the truth which we are as self, because the what is the entire universe is also. It's not just understanding what I am alone. What I am, the understanding should be confirmed, understanding of what this universe is. By arriving at what you are, definitely, you are resolving the jiva status in the truth, and you have to resolve even this jagat also. You have to account for the entire matter. Jagat also is Brahman alone. Understand, in resolving jiva and jagat, you are negating what? Even there is no Ishvara other than the truth also. And repeatedly seeing this fact alone, you become slowly objective. So objectivity is freedom. Until then, there is no freedom. Therefore, the Shastra's words are to be clearly understood. Suppose if Shastram says, okay, it's a Mahavakyam, Tattvam Asi. Tattvam Asi is a Mahavakyam. This is the Tat, Tvam and Asi are all three different words. It's not just listening to the words. And these words should convey something, in understanding which your perspective changes. So each word needs to be understood, analyzed and understood. But for everything, first of all, understanding the Vyashti is very important. Ittvam Padavichara is very, very important. Because Tvampada Vichara should result in the clear understanding of what actually the individual is. So Tatpada Vichara also then reconfirms your understanding in both together, finally, that you see the oneness of the truth and you negate everything as mithya and resolve it in that Satyam itself. Therefore, understanding of the word is very, very important. So here, in this Sastamalaka Stotram, mainly, when Adishakara Bhagavatpada asked who you are, is not everything, mainly Tvampada Vichara. I want to tell you. When we talk about I am, what I is, we are negating Jiva or Jagat, Jagat or Ishvara. From here we understand, we are going to understand later on. Just Tvampada Vichara. First of all, one thing has to be very clear. Understanding the meaning of Tvam. Tvam, you, what you are, is aham, atma. The Dvampada Vichara is over, made very, very clear, there is no doubt. So, aham, atma, different. In each verse he says, makes it very, very clear. Therefore, the abhasakaha, the reflection, mukhasya abhasaha, the reflection of the face, cannot exist independent of its original face. There can be something called reflection of the face without the original face at all. There must be the original face, without which reflection will be impossible. So, mukhatvata prathatvena, mukhasya abhasakaha, darpane drishyamanaha naiva asti, it cannot be. Similarly, prithaktvena, vastunaha prithaktvena, without the reality, absolute reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, there cannot be something called manifestation of knowledge at all. The rising of the knowledge in terms of vritti, in the form of is at all possible. There can be something called vritti jnanam without the swarupa jnanam. There can be something called knowledge obtaining in the form of thought without the pure knowledge. Then he says the next word, we saw next class. Therefore, the reflecting medium is removed means definitely reflection will resolve. There cannot be something called, see, without the source of reflection, reflection is not possible. The original face. Therefore, reflection implies what? Presupposes the original, the source of reflection. But now he says, even when the reflecting medium is taken away, removed, still reflection will resolve. For the reflection to be there, the two things. First of all, the source of reflection must be there. Then, reflecting medium also must be there. So, without the source of reflection, there cannot be something called reflection at all. And now he says, when the reflecting medium is removed, also reflection will disappear. The same way, but still the original source of reflection continues to be there without its reflection. Similarly, Atma, the absolute reality implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, always, always there with its manifestation in the form of thought. But if the thoughts rise, there is manifestation. The thoughts resolve, this pure consciousness, reality. The thoughts rise, there is manifestation. Thoughts resolve, there is pure consciousness. So the thoughts which serve as manifesting medium, they resolve, the manifestation also resolves. When the manifestation is not there, definitely there is Atma, the pure knowledge. But when the manifestation is not there, reality is not available for recognition. That non-availability for non-availability of the knowledge, reality, in the form of knowledge, should not be mistaken for non-existence. Which means Atma does not come and go, is always there. Is this Atma alone is available for recognition as the in the form of as the manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, in terms of this world is, etc. Therefore, the source of I, the truth of I, what is that which is expressed as I to refer to one's own self is definitely manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought, and there's nowhere experience other than that I, and that I has to be resolved only in its sorupam, the Atma. That's what we saw yesterday. Now we'll go to the next verse. We also one more thing. This all the subtle aspects, Atma is what? Everything else which constitutes subtle body is, which forms part of subtle body, is an object of knowledge, experience. And what cannot be objectified is the I, in fact speaking, and the Swarupa of that I is what? Atma. And this Atma is this very Swarupa of all the subtle aspects, and this Atma definitely is not available for attainment through any of these subtle aspects. Because Atma is never an object. Therefore, it is not accomplishable, attainable through mind or sense organs or through any of the organs of actions. Manaschakshade ragamya swarupaha. And that is that absolute reality which is ever of nature of knowledge. The Atma is the swarupam of I am the Atma. Okay, we'll do the next one now.
Yayeko vibhati svata shuddha chetah.
Yayeko vibhati svata shuddha chetah.
Yayeko vibhati svata shuddha chetah.
Yayeko vibhati svata shuddha
Prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu.
Prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu.
Prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu.
Prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu.
Sharabodakastho yata bhanurekaha. Sanityopalabdhi swarupohamatma.
Sanityopalabdhi swarupohamatma.
First, in the third verse, he distinguished the Atma, and the first verse actually, the Atma from the Anatma body, the subtle body. Then it's the fourth verse, he said, Atma is independent of the Anatma subtle body. Atma is of the nature of independence. Atma is the source of manifestation, he said. Now in this verse, now he says, now, oneness of Atma is repeated here. How many Atmas are there? Because Charvaka's answer, Atma is definitely one. Only Atma alone is there. You know, second thing other than the Atma. So, Ekaha Vibhati. Visheshena Bhati. Vibhati means what? Ekaha Vibhati. Why Vibhati? Because Swayam Bhati. Atma alone shines as everything. How does the only reality, Vividham Bhati, Vividham Bhati, the only reality, one and the only truth, you know, which all imperfectum Atma alone shines as everything here. Every yaha Atma Vibhati. But how does Atma Vibhati Swataha? And Prakashaswarupaha. Prakashaswarupaha means Atma is of the nature of knowing. The Prakashaswarupaha means Atma is of the nature of illumining. Atma is of the nature of illumining. Therefore, what? Prakash Swarupaha means Jnana Swarupaha. This one we saw, Atma is Paranjyoti, explained why Atma is light. So, what is the nature of the Atma here? The absolute reality, the ultimate truth, obtaining as Swarupa of the I, is of the nature of illumination. Therefore, Prakash Swarupaha. So, illumination means what? Is of the nature of illumination, means is of the nature of knowing. Prakashaswarupaha api. It is of the But still, how does it shine? As though many. In all the minds, as the swarupam of all the thoughts, the swarupam of the I, aham vrittihi, swarupam of the idam vrittayaha, atma alone in all the antakaranani, in all the minds, as the swarupam of the aham vrittihi, as the swarupam of idam vrittayaha, idam vrittis, atma alone is there as the truth of I, as the truth of the minds in all the minds. Just as one and the only water, the H2O, is there as the truth of all the ways. The one and the only reality which is of the nature of illumination, knowing, alone is there in all the antahkaranani. So, which means the vritti is the minds which serve as manifesting media are many. The manifestations are many, but how many atmas are there? The atma which is manifestations of which seem to be, which are many, therefore seems to be many, which shines as though many. Nana iva dishu bhati. Dishu bhati. Dishu, nana iva, as though atma is many. Atma is many? No. Atma is only one. But why nana iva bhati? Why it looks as the many? Because manifestations are many. The manifesting media are many. The minds are many. Vrittis are many. Therefore, the manifestations are many. Isn't it? Therefore, it looks what? It looks as though atma is many. No. The source of the manifestations in all the minds is what? One and the only Atma. The manifestations are many. So, dhishu, manangalil, palavah irupadu pol thonrugirathu. It looks as though there are many. Isn't it? One face can be there, you keep five mirrors, you have five reflections. Definitely. Does not mean you have five faces. In keeping with the number of reflecting media, the reflections can be as many as in keeping with the number of reflecting media. But the source of reflection can be one and the one. In the same way, how many atmas are there? How many realities are there? The reality, very word is what? Implies what? Only one. Reality is, vastu is only one. Vastu alone is there, we have to say later on. But vastu, atma is one. But the manifesting media are many, the thoughts are many, minds are many. Therefore, the manifestations of the atma are many. Therefore, it seems as though there are many atmas. Really speaking, one and only atma, nana iva dheshu, vividham vibhati, swataha bhati. Like what? Even though it is many, it's only one. But it sharava udakastaha. Sharavaha means actually the clay pot or the lid made of the container made of clay is sharavaha. And the lid is also called sharavaha. Sharavaha. A container. Any container called sharavaha. And in the sharavaha, because those days maybe he must have heard, known only sharavaha as the command, as the container. You will keep the container, sharavaha, filled with water, and you can see outside we keep lots of big pots, the big tanks, you know, filled with water. And water is called udakam. And that in that this sharavaha filled with water, there you can see reflections of sun. So the reflections of sun obtaining in the water filled in the sharavaha. So udake tishtati iti udakastaha. udakastha sharava udakastha means what now? The reflections of the sun obtaining in the water filled in these containers are many. There are so many reflections of the sun. You can see in the sharava one, in the sharava udakam, in the water in the container. So many containers. In all the containers are filled with the water. And each container, the water has what? Reflection of the sun. You can see the sun, reflected sun in all these, in the containers, in the water. Water contained in the sharavas. But when you see, will you mistake the reflections of the sun? Will you say there are many suns? No. Definitely, in each reflection is sun. All reflections are none other than sun only. But even though all the reflections are sun, but is sun, how many suns are there? Sun is definitely one. The reflections are many because reflecting media, the water, now the sharavudakam, the containers contain having water, filled with water, which serve as reflective media are many. Those reflections are many, but still sun is only one. In the same way, the minds are many, antakranani are many, which in which alone there is manifestation of consciousness. I told you already, consciousness is subtler the manifesting medium, higher the is the level of manifestation. Understand? Subtler the manifesting medium, higher is the level of manifestation. The grass body, there is no manifestation at all. Okay? But when this subtle body where the consciousness is manifest is within this grass body, and this body also has some, reflects some, there's manifestation. The physical body only serves as a manifesting medium of the manifestation of consciousness. The manifest consciousness, it manifests, it has a manifesting medium for the manifestation of consciousness, not the direct of the original consciousness. You think this consciousness is in the body, but not manifest. So when dead body consciousness is there or not? Is very much there. But can you recognize consciousness there in the dead body? No. You cannot recognize consciousness as you cannot recognize in any of this wall or brick or any plastic or anything. So consciousness, when you say reality is of the nature of pure knowledge, it's all pervasive. How can there be not consciousness? There's everywhere. But in all the inert beings, the non-living things, not something inner things, in non-living things, consciousness is but non-recognizable because there is no manifestation. Like our own grass body. And if you go subtler aspects again, there is certain degree of manifestation. It can be all our internal organs. We see certain level of manifestation. And but we only understand the manifestation, isn't it? That there is a manifestation of knowledge which alone is backing the order involved in the functions. In every organ, there is manifestation of knowledge. Whether your kidneys or lungs or heart, everywhere there is consciousness, the manifestation of knowledge which alone is backing the order involved in the functions. You can only understand the knowledge being manifest there. But where is the, in every thought is also what? There is a manifestation of knowledge. But where is the highest form of manifestation of knowledge? This particular vritti, aham vritti. That is why human mind is amazing, isn't it? Why do we talk so highly of human intellect, human mind? Because only here the manifestation of reality in the form of knowledge is, the level of manifestation is much higher. The highest form of manifestation of knowledge is only in human mind in terms of I am, this knowledge of existence of the self. Nowhere it is there. Is it clear? So, levels of manifestation differ in keeping with the level of the manifesting media. So, subtler the manifesting medium, higher is the level of manifestation. So, the source of manifestation is one and the only Atma, only reality. But the level of manifestation differs in keeping with the manifesting media. And there we say this aham vritti, the human mind, is the most sophisticated medium where there is the highest level of manifestation is there in terms of the knowledge I am. Is it clear? And therefore so many minds are there. So many, in keeping with so many minds. Therefore what happens? Dhishu, in all the human intellects, all the human minds, there is manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, when you see the manifestations, nana iva bhati, as though they are many. Nana iva, as though many. Atma, prakasha swarupaha, Atma, which is of the nature of knowledge, seems to be many when they shine in the form of all the minds. Now all the minds, their manifestations are many. Like what? Sharava udakastaha yatha bhanuhu yekaha. Bhanuhu means sun. How many bhanus are there? How many suns are there? Above, only one sun. This, even the sun is only one, but the reflections of the sun found in the water filled in the sharavas, in the containers, in the clay containers, or many. Similarly, only one sun. Similarly, this Atma is only one. And this Atma is what now? Which shines independently by itself, is what now? Is revealed. No? It becomes clear for the adequately pure mind. This only one and the only Atma reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, which alone is seems to be many in manifest, no, seems to be many in different minds, it actually becomes clear, is revealed to the adequately pure mind. And that reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, it's ever of the nature of pure knowledge, impaired by the term Atma, I am. Is it clear now? So now you can say what now? In every mind there is jnanam. And where, if there is no, suppose imagine, if there is no mind, such a thing called antahkaranam, then there is no jagat for you. Jagat exists, doesn't exist for you. There is no antahkaranam. Why? Because you will be not knowing your own existence. See, you as a human being are capable of understanding your own existence because of the antahkaranam. Not only you know you are, you also know the world is because of the antahkaranam. Because there's the level of manifestation is much higher in the human mind. Isn't it? And the source of this jnanam is what? Only truth, only reality. But that only reality, the manifestations of which alone seem to be many, because of which this Atma seems to be many, really speak one and only Atma. How do you arrive at it? only as the Swarupam of Aham, truth of I. Therefore, you have to resolve the Aham, which is also what? Manifestation of knowledge, only in its Swarupam Atma. What will you say? This reflection of the sun is what? The reflection is of the sun only. Reflection is of the sun, but the sun is not the reflection. Similarly, Aham is what? Aham is, I is Atma, or Atma is not I. Adakidarka. Got it?
Yayeko vibhati svata shuddha chetah. Prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu.
Prakashasvarupopi nanevadhishu.
Sharavodakastho yatha bhanurekaha.
Sharavodakastho yatha bhanurekaha.
Sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma.
Sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma.
Sharab udakastaha, sharavodakastaha. Sharavasya udake tishtati iti sharavodakastaha. Panayil ulla neeril vilangukindra reflection. Lingla? Sharavodakastaha. It's very clear now. Very, very clear, isn't it? Clear or not? Best example. Once I remember this, Swamiji saying. He gives such examples in the class. So we don't know, oh my God, Swamiji gives beautiful example. Bad decision. Ella appadamma, adella engirundha. I remember saying. You know, get now all these examples. If you read all these things, you'll get to know all the examples. So in public talk, he'll give the example. Some occasion he'll say, of course he'll add a lot of things and make it very interesting and all that. But then we'll say, how, we never had this idea, we never thought about it. How he gets his example idea? He's always so honest, intellectual honesty of Swamiji is 100%. I never heard Swamiji saying it's all my own joke. He'll say that jokes, he'll say it's my own stories. The stories he'll add, he'll say it's my own. But take everything, otherwise he'll only add, he'll give the credit to Shastra only.
Yathaneka chakshuf prakasho ravirna.
Yathaneka chakshuf prakasho ravirna.
Yathaneka chakshuf prakasho ravirna.
Yathaneka chakshuf prakasho ravirna.
Krameena prakashi karoti prakashyam.
Krameena prakashi karoti prakashyam.
Krameena prakashi karoti prakashyam.
Krameena prakashi karoti prakashyam.
Yathaneka chakshuf prakasho ravirna.
Yathaneka chakshuf prakasho ravirna.
Krameena prakashi karoti prakashyam.
Krameena prakashi karoti prakashyam.
Aneka dhiyo yastathaikav prabodhah.
Aneka dhiyo yastathaikav prabodhah.
Aneka dhiyo yastathaikav prabodhah.
Aneka dhiyo yastathaikav prabodhah.
Aneka dhiyaha, say now.
Aneka dhiyaha.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Tathaikav prabodhah.
Tathaikav prabodhah.
Sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma.
Sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma.
Okay. It was to the meaning, it became very clear. See, Ravihi is another word. Bhanuhu he learnt. Now he says Ravihi.
Ravihi, Bhanuhu, all the words will be the same. Ravihi, sun. Ravihi, prakashi karoti. See, Ravihi, prakashayati. Ravihi, prakashi karoti. Prakashi karoti means makes the opaque thing shine. Ravihi illumines. The sun illumines the opaque things. Sun brings the opaque things to light. Sun makes the opaque things shine. Prakashi karoti means sun makes every opaque thing shine. Prakashi karoti. What does the sun makes shine what? Prakashyam. Prakashyam means the object of illumination. The illumined object. It is the sun which alone makes the illumined object shine. We say what now? Every illumined object shines, isn't it? Now, mic shines, every opaque thing shines means every opaque thing is illumined. So, what makes the opaque thing illumined, thereby makes it shine? Prakashyam prakashi karoti. It is the sun which alone makes the illumined opaque thing shine. Makes the opaque thing illumined, thereby makes it shine. Is it clear now? Illumines the opaque thing, thereby makes it shine. Prakashamna illumined objects. So, Ravihi prakasham prakashi karoti. Now, what does the sun do? Ravi illumines the opaque things. Does the sunlight illumine one by one the objects? Kramena, first let me, sunlight come, first let me illumine this mic opaque, then the wall, then the picture, then the color. No. Kramena, one by one, the sun does not illumine the opaque things. The illumined opaque things does not make them shine one by one. Simultaneously, sun makes all the opaque things shine. Sun makes all the opaque things shine simultaneously. See how he takes you one by one, isn't it? Kramena na prakashi karoti. That na should go here. Ravihi kramena prakashyam kramena na prakashi karoti. Kramena means what? One by one. The sunlight, sun does not illumine the opaque thing. Prakasham na opaque vachangapo. The sunlight does not illumine the opaque things one by one. Therefore, what happens? All the eyes, all our eyes can, all our eyes can perceive the opaque things which reflect sign, light. So we say what now? So who indirectly contributes for us? No? See, even though we have seeing power, even though we have the seeing power, which is the light, which illumines the light, but we can see all the opaque things, we can perceive the seeing power obtaining in the eyes of all the people, can perceive this opaque things only when they reflect the light, isn't it? Therefore, how many lights are there? Only one sunlight alone, which make simultaneously shine all the, whatever you perceive through your seeing power, I perceive, anybody here perceives, all the opaque things which are illumined, so which are perceived through seeing powers, are actually, they are not illumined one by one, simultaneously illumined by the sunlight. So, prakasha ravihi prakasham kramena na prakashi karoti. is Aneka Chakshuh Prakashaha. Why Aneka Chakshuh Prakashaha? The light, no? The light which illumines all the, makes all the eyes perceive the opaque things illumined simultaneously. Is one. Similarly, Aneka Dhyaha Yaha Tata Yekav Prabodaha. Similarly, there are so many minds here. Isn't it? So many intellects, so many minds. But how many Atmas are there which make the minds shine? So Yekaha Prabodaha Aneka Dhyaha. So only the reality which is of the nature of knowledge illumines all the minds simultaneously. The only reality which is of the nature of knowledge illumines all the minds simultaneously and make them shine. Yaha tatha, in the same way, yaha yekaha prabodaha aneka dhyaha. Actually aneka dhyaha, then we had to make a comp, we had to split anekaha dhyaha afterwards. Anekaha dhyaha. And the visarga drops. Anekaha dhyaha. So, not one intellect, not one mind, isn't it? There's so many minds. See, there's so many eyes. So, all of us have eyes. Our number of eyes are many. The seeing powers are many, isn't it? And all of us see through. It is the one, the sunlight, the one and the only sun, whose light alone makes all, through all our seeing powers, make all the opaque objects shine simultaneously. Similarly, the one and the only reality which is implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of knowledge alone, makes all the intellects shine simultaneously. So opaque things are what now? Okay, let's take it. There opaque things, here we have to say intellects. So all the intellects become not the first. Atma makes my intellect first conscious, then makes Anju's intellect conscious, then makes your intellect conscious. No. Atma being one and the only intellect, only reality, which makes all the intellects conscious and sentient, thereby capable of shining and illumining. Is it clear? Atma is one, but the intellects illumined, made sentient, conscious, are many. Thereby, through the main, what now? Atma makes everything shine also. And all the minds are illumined simultaneously. Which means Atma does, the illumining is not an action. Atma happens to be the only reality which is of the nature of knowledge. Atma is only knowledge. Anything and everything other than Atma is what? Jada Shakti. All the minds are of the nature of inertness. All the sense powers are of the nature of inertness. Everything else, all the external objects are all what? Everything is of the nature of inertness. Other than Atma, there is nothing which is of the nature of knowledge. It is a reality which alone is of the nature of knowledge. So that reality, only reality which is of the nature of knowledge, implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the truth of I alone, simultaneously illumines all the inert minds, okay, material minds, and makes them conscious and sentient, illumines all the minds. Like what? like the sun, only sun illumines all the opaque things, now shine simultaneously. Is it clear or not? Imagine if Atma does one by one, we had to be standing in the queue. And there we'll be in a hurry. Isn't it? Otherwise, until my turn comes, I'll be sitting like a rock. Imagine.
People will start praying.
No, not praying, you'll be jadam. You won't even know you are. Come and go to jadam. No problem. You'll be sitting like a slump of stone. See, you have to think a lot. That's why it's okay. Simple stotram. It sounds very simple stotram. See, I'm interested in this because Shadi Shankara wrote commentary for this. When I read this verses first when I was in 6th standard, I had to enact, okay? I taught one young boy. I had to show, I was much younger. And I had to make one small Sanskrit drama. So with my limited knowledge of Sanskritam, that those days I'm talking about. And I was myself a young little fellow, and I had to make one person Shankaracharya, one person this Astamalaka. I had to make them learn all these things. I read all these verses, I understood the little meaning of these verses. Literally I could understand, but I was not very clear about all those things. I made them enact in a drama, Sanskrit drama, with limited knowledge. And then I was thinking, I understood the limited words. You know, but that time I read the verses. And that's when I put this melody also. Nimityam manas chakshurari pravrutto nirastha khilopa dhirakasha kalpaha. This long version. Sanityopalabdhe swarupo ahamatma ahamatma. If I get it now, the old style very easy for me to get it. I've memorized when I was very, very young. Ahamatma. The singing is like, those days singing is interesting, isn't it? We'll do all those things. Only Swamiji always tells often, said, don't sing all these verses. But he didn't say anything. He liked it actually. Summa, once I showed it to him. He didn't say anything, but generally he says, never ever sing this Shastra Param, the shlokas which reveal the facts. The statements of fact should not be sung. That's what he said. They meant for understanding. They had to be unfolded. So, nothing. But later on, it took, because Shankara wrote commentary for these verses, that made really fascinated. Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada wrote commentary for this. Before we leave, I'll try to read Bhashyam also for you. At least now you know, isn't it? So, Ravihi Kramena Prakasham Na Prakashi Karoti. Aneka Chakshuhu. So, Aneka Chakshuhu means many eyes. It is because the sunlight simultaneously illumines all the opaque things, and all the eyes are simultaneously or capable of seeing all the opaque things. Similarly, it is the Atma which is of the only reality which alone is of the nature of pure knowledge. Everything other than Atma is of the nature of inertness. It is only Atma alone what illumines all the inert minds, the material mind, simultaneously makes them conscious and sentient. Isn't it? And that Atma I am. I am that Atma. So that is, see, I cannot be identified anywhere else. I can be resolved only in that pure knowledge, which is the only reality which is of the nature of jnanam. Therefore, what should you say? I am of the nature of jnanam. I am knowledge. I am consciousness. Wave is water. I am consciousness. I is consciousness. When you say everything, you reduce everything into two. Okay? What is I?
isn't it? I does not know what it is, isn't it? But I is what? I has to resolve only in consciousness, nowhere else. Because when you, this human intellect which is capable of analyzing with the Shastra Pramanam, when you see, understand this through the eye of Shastram, you understand. When the eye is not what is there is, there is something because of the presence of which the eye sense being not there is known and which you can talk about when you wake up from sleep. Therefore, what is that? What is that? You understand what is only in terms of its nature of knowing. I'm repeating it. How many times I'm repeating? I don't feel tired at all. Because that is very important. That is the crux point. If you miss it, whatever, how much you study, there's of no use. Jnanam, jnanam, jnanam. What is jnanam? Swarupam jnanam, and the jnanam is this swarupam. How will you understand? This grossest example we give, light is of the nature of illumining. So illumining is not an action on the part of the light, it is very swarupam. Because light is, it shines, everything shines, therefore illumining is swarupam. Therefore, the reality is in the form of knowledge, that is why nothing being there is known. Nothingness is known. In deep sleep state, nothing is there means what? No aham vritti, no idam vritti. No aham, no jagat. No individual, no total. No total means what? Isn't it? Nothing is known. You are not knowing you are not knowing jagat is. That is known. Therefore, jnanam. Swarupam. See, away dullness will go for me. So sleepy when I was entering. In the one sentence is enough for me. I tell you, I cannot sleep until 2 o'clock. Last night I went to bed 3 o'clock. Yudhi pochna, the flick kachna, it remains. You see what I'm saying? For me it goes. There's no experience or anything. I'm just seeing exactly that it remains that the effect is there for some time. So yatha ravihi prakasham aneka chakshuhu prakasha ravihi krameena prakasham na prakashi karoti tatha aneka dhyaha ekaha prabodha. One truth, one knowledge alone makes all the minds shine simultaneously, not one by one. And that reality which alone makes all the intellects shine, which makes all the intellect sentient and conscious simultaneously, is what? The only truth. So the only knowledge, I am that knowledge. I am that Atma. You are learning many names for the sun also. Yathaneka chakshuf prakasho ravirna krameena prakashi karoti prakashyam. Neka chakshuf prakasho ravirna krameena prakashi karoti prakashyam. Aneka dhiyo yasta thaikaf prabodhah. Sanityopalabdhisvarupohamatma. Vivasvat prabhatam. Yatharupamaksham. Vivasvat prabhatam yat
Vivasvat prabhatam yatharupam aksham.
Vivasvat prabhatam yatharupam aksham.
Pragrunnati nabhatam evam vivasvan.
Pragrunnati nabhatam evam vivasvan.
Pragrunnati nabhatam evam vivasvan.
Pragrunnati nabhatam evam vivasvan.
यदा भात आभासयत्यक्षमेकः स नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपोऽहमात्मा See what he says. Aksham pragrinnati. The word aksham, you have to be very careful. Aksham actually means any sense organ. Aksham also, akshi means what? I. But here, no, we say, aksham pragrinnati. We take it as sun, one eye only, seeing power. Aksham pragrinnati means the eyes are capable of perceiving objects only which are illumined. Isn't it? The opaque things which are illumined by the sun alone can be seen through the sense powers. Aksham pragrinnati. The seeing power grasps, perceives. Pragrinnati here literally means what? Perceives. The word pragrinnati means grasps. But you take as perceives. Aksham pragrinnati. The seeing power perceives. Seeing power perceives what? Rupam. The seeing power perceives its corresponding object obtaining as forms. The seeing power perceives its corresponding objects obtaining as forms. Rupam pragrinnati. Aksham rupam pragrinnati. The seeing power perceives its corresponding objects obtaining as forms. But which forms? Prabhatam. Only the forms which are illumined, isn't it? Eyes cannot see the forms which do not reflect light. Eyes can, the seeing power, aksham, take the aksham as the indriyam here, okay? Aksham, the seeing power can perceive, seeing power perceives only its corresponding object obtaining as forms which are illumined by the sunlight. Which means which reflect the sunlight. Isn't it? An object which does not reflect sunlight cannot be perceived. So Swamiji used to say this. If somebody comes and tells you, you know, I saw this, the angels walk, and then they all come and tell stories, no? I see the ghosts walking, and then Swamiji tells, even if somebody comes and tells that they saw something, don't believe. Because sukshma sharidam does not reflect light. Eyes can perceive only those which reflect light. And a subtle body does not reflect light. Cannot. Therefore, it cannot be perceived at all. If somebody sees something, it's their own projection. They may perceive. It's purely subjective. It is not objectively real. Don't give too much of impression. Well, because eyes can perceive, seeing power can perceive, pragrinnati, prakrishena grinnati, it is there, it's called pragrahanam, okay? Grinnati means what? Grasps, holds, understands,
appreciates grinnati. Prakrishena grinnati means specifically grasp, isn't it? Perceives. The seeing power, aksham, pragrinnati. I think the simple present tense verbs are remember, na gachati patasarkuru paravala. It's useful, isn't it, Dema? Aksham pragrinnati. At least basic kindergarten language is so good. Serves some purpose. Aksham pragrinnati. The seeing power perceives. What does it perceive? Rupam is corresponding objects obtaining as forms. But which forms? Seeing power cannot perceive the objects, corresponding object as obtaining as forms, if they are not illumined by the sunlight. If they don't reflect sunlight. Therefore, he says, Vivasvat Prabhatam, Vivasvata Prabhatam. Prabhatam literally means morning. Literally, we use the word Prabhatam as what? Morning. But don't take it as Bha is the root. Bha is the root, which means to shine. Bha, to shine. One light, one letter Bha means what? To shine. And what a second conjugation root that is. So, Bhati shines. Prakarshena Bhati, Prabhati. Bhati, Prabhati, Vibhati, Swayam Bhati, Swataha Bhati. We can see all those things. Bhati means shines. So, Prabhati means shines. Shines, Prabhati. Prabhatam means what? Participle of Prabhati. Is it? It means lit, well lit. Prabhata means illumined. Tha, Prabhatam actually, we have to take it as a participle. It's a past passive participle. Prabhatam means illumined, brought to light. So, the opaque, the forms, the eyes or the seeing power is capable, is corresponding objects obtaining as forms, illumined by the sunlight. Vivasvat Prabhatam means Vivasvata Prabhatam. See, Vivasvan is the name of the sun. Do you remember this now? When he taught the meaning of this word, when did he teach you the meaning of this word Vivasvan? I taught you. Remember when I taught? When did they teach you? Aham Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanaham Ovyayam. The fourth chapter, remember? Vivasvan, I told you. Sun is called Vivasvan. Because Vivasvan means Annavan. The one who is the source of energy is, food is energy. The source of energy is what? Sun. Vivasvan means energyvan, shaktivan. Okay, Vivasvan, Annavan. Okay, that's it. Honestly, that's not important for us. Why sun is called Vivasvan is not important for us here. Remember what? Remember this word? I taught you this. I explained the meaning of this word Vivasvan. Anyway. So Vivasvan means Annavan. The source of energy. The one who is endowed with energy is called Vivasvan. Now, sun is Vivasvan. Vivasvat Shabda. Therefore, Vivasvat Prabhatam means a component should be together. Vivasvat Prabhatam should be together. See, the eyes, the seeing power perceive the corresponding objects obtaining as forms illumined by the sunlight. Is it clear? That's the first sentence meaning. Aksham Vivasvata Prabhatam Rupam Pragrinnati. What sentence here? Aksham Vivasvat Prabhatam Rupam Pragrinnati. Seeing power perceives the forms which are illumined by the sun. Na Abhatam Evam. அங்க சென்டென்ஸ் இஸ் ஃபுல் கம்ப்ளீட். ந அபாதம், ந அபாதம், விச் மீன்ஸ் த சீயிங் ந அபாதம் பிளஸ் ந பிளஸ் அபாதம் நாபாதம். அங்க நாபாதத்தோட ஃபுல் ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப். லீவ் த ஏவம். ஓகே, ந ஆபாதம், ந அபாதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ந பிளஸ் அபாதம் நாபாதம். காட் சார்த்தகா? வி ஸ்டாப் த சென்டென்ஸ், த ரெஸ்ட் யூ ஹேவ் டு கோ நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். கொஞ்சம் கனமுடா இங்க. ந பிளஸ் அபாதம் நாபாதம், விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் வாட் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் டு சே? அபாதம் ந பிரகிருண்ணாதி, the seeing power perceives only the forms which are illumined by the sun. The seeing power does not perceive na abhatam, does not perceive the unillumined. Abhatam na pragrinnati, abhatam means unillumined, the non-illumined. The forms which are illumined alone are perceived. The forms which are not illumined are not perceived. The seeing power perceives the forms illumined by the sunlight. The unillumined, the sun, the seeing power does not perceive the forms which are not illumined. Why? Which are not illumined do not reflect sunlight, means they cannot be perceived. Now he says next, evam, in the same way, vivasvan yad abhataha, in the same way, evam means in this manner, in the same way, similarly, vivasvan abhataha. Now sun is illumined. Now it is the Atma. It is the Atma. It is the Atma Jyotihi. It is the Atma which alone illumines the sun. Just as the objects illumined by the sunlight alone are perceived by the seeing power, the sun also illumined by the Atma alone abhataha, vivasvan abhataha vivasvan, the sunlight illumined by Atma alone aksham abhasayati. Now the sun which makes the sun, I see, this illumined by the sun, illumined by the Atma alone, the sun itself is capable of illumining objects. The seeing power is capable of the seeing power perceives objects which are illumined by the sunlight. Now the sun is capable of illumining the objects because sun is illumined by the Atma. That's what he says. Who? What is that? What is that which makes the seeing power perceive the objects? Sunlight. What is that which makes the sun illumine the objects? The sun, illumined by the Atma alone, illumines the objects, opaque things. The sun, illumined by the Atma alone, illumines the objects. And that Atma, illumined by which alone sun illumines the objects, that Atma I am. Which means sun cannot, isn't it? Which means sun also is what? Sun is capable of illumining the objects. What is that which makes the sun illumine? What is that? what makes the seeing power perceive the objects? The sunlight. We have to understand carefully. Sunlight illumines the opaque things, thereby your eye seeing power is perceiving the objects. Similarly, what makes the sun illumine the objects? It is the Atma, which means the truth of the sun is also what? Atma. There cannot be sun is capable of illumining the opaque things because of the blessing of Atma. Vivasvan evam yad abhataha yena abhataha vivasvan aksham ekaha vivasvan ekaha aksham abhasayati. You got it or not? Aksham abhasayati means what he wants to say is the sea. Okay, we have understood differently earlier, but here the sun is capable of functioning as the sun. Sun enjoys the status of being the illuminator only because of the blessing of the Atma. Because the truth of everything here is what? Atma. Isn't it? The truth of the sun also is what? Atma. Without the Atma, even sun cannot have the sun cannot be the illuminator. What enables the sun play the role of remain as illuminator? It is the Atma. We have to understand, not only here, that only reality, the knowledge behind the knowledge, the reality which is of the nature of knowledge, which is the truth of the sun, also is what? The same Atma. But you cannot see the Atma as the truth of the sun. The only reality which pervades everything, which alone is there as the truth of everything here, is available for recognition as the truth of I, isn't it? So what he wants, that's why he wants a little differently here. What is that which, because of which sun is capable of illumining the object? It is the Atma. So that Atma, yat yena abhataha vivasvan aksham abhasayati. That sun, illumined by which Atma, is what now makes this, I perceive the objects here, that Atma I am. Yad abhataha means yena abhataha vivasvan. See, we don't need to say only sun, because if we take the only sun here, the truth of every natural phenomenon is what? Let me tell you, make it very clear for you. What is the truth of every phenomenon here? See, every shakti, please understand here, every natural phenomenon is, in Samskritam, in Shastram, is looked upon as Devata. Every natural phenomenon is looked upon as Devata. So what about the sun? Sun is one of the natural phenomena, but the most important phenomenon, because it is source of energy, the source of light, and because of the light of which alone all the opaque things shine, thereby our seeing power is grasping the forms. Because illumined by the sunlight. Is it clear? Therefore, we say every natural phenomenon is called Devata, because everything is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Why we call it illumination of consciousness? Devata means illumination of knowledge. Opaque is what? Illumination of light. What is opaque thing? This is an illumination of light. Selectively we say, absolutely you have to say, everything which shines, which enjoys the status of being existent, is what? Illumination of knowledge. Illumination of consciousness.
Then what is the name you give? Devata. Daivam, Devaha. Understand now? Devaha, Devahan artham. One is illuminating light. Devatan sanna, illumination of knowledge. So every phenomenon is looked upon as what? Illumination of knowledge. What about the sun, moon, stars, earth? Look at take every natural phenomenon as what? Illumination of knowledge. Illumination of consciousness. Got it? Every phenomenon. And we have to say, what is that? What is that only reality in which alone every natural phenomenon obtains? In every wave enjoys existence where? In the water only. Every natural phenomenon enjoys existence only in awareness, only in consciousness. Unarvil olirum ulaham. This is a nice sentence. Isn't it? Nothing is outside of the reality. What is the truth of every phenomenon here? What is the truth behind every phenomenon? The perceptible phenomenon. The imperceptible truth behind every perceptible or imperceptible phenomenon, gross and subtle phenomena, is what? One and the only truth. And it is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore impaired by the term Atma. But where do you understand that Atma? Recognize it in your mind as the truth of I. Is it clear? Well, what he says here, the eyes, the seeing power, aksham means indriyam here. The seeing power obtaining in your eyes perceives its corresponding object in the form of forms illumined by the sunlight. But here, even that sunlight itself, that sun itself is what shines because of illumined by the Atma alone, that sun illumines the eyes. Illumines the objects, don't say the eyes, okay? He used the word eyes, but say the objects. What enables the sun illumine the objects? It is the reality. And what is that reality? Reality implied by the term Atma, which is such a nature of pure jnanam. That Atma you arrive at it as not as an object. You don't see the truth behind the sun. The truth behind the sun, the truth behind the trees, the truth behind every object, here you arrive at it as what? As your own swarupam. Got it here? Therefore he says, yad abhataha means yena abhataha vivasvan aksham abhasayati. The illumined by which Atma, the sun, is capable of illumining the forms, thereby makes these eyes perceive the forms. Illumined by which Atma, the sun illumines the objects, opaque things, thereby makes the eye perceive the objects, that Atma I am. Have you got it? He takes only one phenomenon, connected with the eyes. Don't stretch the example of Aratya Surya Bhati, don't go there. I know why you are struggling.
No doubt. The mind comes between the Atma and the eye.
No, that's why I told. I know why you were struggling. I understood what you want to say that. Don't go for the meaning of Artha Surya Bhati now. What you have to understand, yes, we take this, see. Here example is given. See, seeing power, the indriyam, aksham, perceives it the corresponding forms, objects in the forms. Only when they are illumined by the sun. Similarly, here, what is that which makes the sun what enables the sun illumine the opaque objects, thereby makes the seeing power perceive the objects, is Atma. Don't go to mind now. That I am that Atma. Here only one, I am just suggesting, now not only Suryaha, every Devata is what? The truth behind every Devata is Atma only. It just goes a little away. We have to think this way also. Not only one Surya. All the Devatas put together is what? Ishvara. They were told many times. So I am the Atma. See what he wants to say, I am the Atma. I is Atma. That Atma is what? Atma is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. And that reality, all pervasive reality, is pure knowledge, which alone is the truth of all the objects of, not only your mind. The only reality behind all the phenomena. That is why, and from the day one, I've been telling all the time, what is it? The Jagat Sat, truth of the entire universe, the truth of the entire universe, the truth of the entire cosmos. Remember, every time I say this, repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. But isn't it? The truth of the entire cosmos, when I say the truth of one and the only truth behind reality, behind all the phenomena. And each Shakti, natural, is phenomenon, is called Devata. Because every phenomenon which shines, enjoying the status of being existent, is called Devata. Because the truth of it is what? Jnanam. Because everything is illumination of knowledge. Illumination of consciousness. Vriksha Devata, Vana Devata, Grama Devata, Manusha Devata, Pakshi Devata. This is a nice way of looking at it. All the Devatas put together is Ishvara. So here we take only one thing. What is I am Atma, he wants to say. I am Atma. He wants to give a different example. Repeats only one thing he repeats. What is that one thing? Aham Nitya Upalabdhi Swarupaha Aham Atma. That is what he is teaching. He wants to repeat it. He wants to 100% make it very, very clear. This I, first person singular pronoun, which alone is not an object for anybody. Nobody can say I is an object, isn't it? I is the first person singular pronoun to which everything else is evident. And if this I is used by every individual to refer to one's own self, what is this I? It is expression of thought. Expression of manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in him of a thought. Isn't it? So what is the truth of that? Where does the thought rise and where does it exist and where does it resolve? It is not outside of reality, which is of the nature of knowledge. And a distinguish panna theriyunum. You have to see that. Differentiate it, distinguish it. What is the distance between the I which rises, remains and resolves and the reality obtaining in him of pure knowledge? What is the distance? You see now. You are seeing it now, right now you are seeing. Don't you see that? There is no distance. Because I itself is what? Subtle thought. You can't even... How I looks... How does I look? How does I look? It's only understand, you only understand because you know it is there. Because you use it. If it is not there, it cannot come out as an expression. That we call expression, isn't it? Word is expression of thought. And the thought is manifestation of knowledge. The source of which is pure knowledge, which you have to arrive at. Unlacing your three states of experience. And you understand, you arrive at it as only in terms of its nature of knowing. Is it clear? I am that, he wants to say that. And for which he says, a notly here, that only reality which is of the nature of pure knowledge, which you arrive at it as your swarupam, is the only truth behind all the phenomena here. Is the only truth behind is the sun, pratyaksha devata. Understand? And that sun alone, what does it do? Illumines all the objects, opaque things, thereby enables the eyes perceive the corresponding objects. Therefore, now first we say the our eyes perceive, the our seeing power perceives objects in the form of forms. Objects, no, the forms only when they illumined by the sunlight. But the sun itself is capable of illumining the opaque objects, thereby enables the seeing power perceive the objects being illumined by the Atma. That's what he wants to say. Yada abhataha. Is it clear? I am that Atma, he says.
This
Yena, I said. See, yad is actually, yad is the mula shabda. Relative pronoun. Yaha. We take it, when you make the compound word, it becomes yad. Yena, yeah. See, yena abhataha. Okay? Yena, yena, Atmana abhataha. Element by which Atma, the sun, yena abhataha vivasvan, aksham yena abhataha, yena atmana abhataha, yekaha vivasvan, aksham abhasayati. Illumined by which Atma, the sun, makes the seeing power perceive objects. The only sun which makes the perceive the objects. Similarly, the only Atma which illumines the sun, isn't it? Enables the sun perceive the see enables the sun to make the eyes see the objects. I'm sure you got it. Isn't it? What happens? You had to be with it repeatedly. Different way of putting it. Idea is only one thing is repeated. Aham Atma is the important thing. I am which Atma? Don't think that Atma, take it for granted. The Atma is Atma, which is the truth of the sun also. And to the sun, the truth of the entire universe. The way he gives different way of putting it. We've got it now? I think I write the prose order for everything. I'm going to make I write the prose order of all the verses. That's the best thing. I'm going to make it right. It will be easy. Because you don't know Sanskritam, it's difficult. That's why I didn't do too much. I stopped limited enough.
यदाभासयति येन आत्मना आभातः विवस्वान् एकः विवस्वान् येन आत्मना आभातः एकः विवस्वान् अक्षम् आभासयति सः नित्योपलब्धिस्वरूपः आत्मा अहम्
Got it? Now? Got it? Okay, let me tell you this one. Yatha Vivasvata Prabhatam Rupam Aksham Pragrinnati Kama Abhatam
na pragrinnati.
Abhatam is a short area.
Yeah, abhatam is opposite of bhatam. I'm telling again, okay? Yatha. I'm making a complete sentence, okay? I don't want a compound sentence. Yatha vivasvata. Then I can talk easily. Yatha vivasvata. Because you see what happened is, the problem is the people, when they print, they don't know the language. They should not break it. Vivasvata should be together. You know, any gap should not be there. The print is a wrong problem. For me it's okay. When you read, you read a separate word, not separate, together, one word that is. There should be gap actually. Okay. Yatha vivasvata. I'm going to, in my own language, I'm telling, okay? Yatha vivasvata prabhatam rupam. Aksham pragrinnati. Kama abhatam na pragrinnati. Tatha atmana tatha atmana next we have to be very careful, not abhataha, abhataha. Atmana abhataha. Be very careful, okay? Abha, atmana abhataha. Ekaha vivasvan. Atmana abhataha ekaha vivasvan. Aksham abhasayati. Atmana abhataha ekaha vivasvan.
Eka is one son.
Yeah, only son, yeah. The ekha can go with the atma also, but I'm just saying ekha. Vivasvan. Aksham abhasayati. Aksham abhasayati. Full stop. Next sentence. Yena. Yena. Atmana. Abhataha. Vivasvan. Aksham, I repeat it, yena atmana abhataha vivasvan aksham abhasayati. Saha yekaha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha atma aham asmi. Got it? Aham asmi. Saha nitya upalabdhi swarupaha atma aham asmi. I am that atma. I am that all pervasive reality which is ever of the nature of knowledge. This I is that all pervasive reality is ever of the nature of knowledge. Okay. Illumined by which alone this sun enables the eyes perceive the illumined forms. Got it? Angisha. I have given the words now. Hope you can see. I split it now. I put together now again. I made it. You make the compounds, you have to, that's why I should teach compounds. I go to hands to grammar class. Samasaha. I have to teach all that, how to form the compounds. Because Sanskrit class. Now you read the Sanskrit, it will become very, very clear. It's not difficult. See, I know why you're all struggling. Let me tell you what it is. All the time you have learned differently. What is it? All the external forms shine because in the morning also I said each sense power is a light, illumination is corresponding form of object. Sound form, form form, smell form. All five-fold forms of the whole jagat, what big jagat? There's no jagat, is nothing but five-fold objects. And the five-fold objects, obtaining in five different forms, I always tell this in my class, here is repeated listening, you all must have got it memorized also, isn't it? The entire world is nothing but constituted of five different objects, isn't it? Obtaining in five different forms, perceived through five different senses. This is what is jagat. Therefore, the external world of objects are dependent only on what? Your sense powers to come to light. There's no way of the sound enjoying status of existent without being heard. No form can have status of being existent without being seen. For you, the objects are not perceived, they're imperceptible or as good as non-existent for you. The external world of objects enjoys the status of being existent, only being perceived through sense powers. So the perception must take place, only then the external world enjoys can have the status of being existent. Without something called perception, the external world of objects will be what? As good as non-existent only. Therefore, the entire object, the entire universe obtaining in five different forms as five different objects, perceived through five different objects, sense organs, is dependent on your sense organs for their existence. Because illumining is what? Lending existence. I told you this morning. And these sense powers also are dependent on what? For them, they can have status of being existent only when they're backed by the conscious, sentient, functional mind. That's why when the mind is always conscious, the mind becomes non-functional, when the thoughts resolve, in deep sleep state, mind is conscious, mind is present. Still, when the mind is non-functional, all the thoughts resolve, your sense powers are as well as non-existent. No perception takes place in deep sleep state. Why? Why there is no perception in deep sleep state? Why the world is as well as non-existent? In sleep, for the one who is asleep, the world doesn't exist. The world is existent. The world does not exist for you, because the world is as good as non-existent, because it is not perceived. Why? Because all the sense powers are, the instruments of perception are resolved. Why they are resolved? Because all the vrittis are resolved. All the thoughts are resolved. Because mind is non-functional. In spite of mind being present, conscious mind being present, the non-functional means the thoughts are resolved, finished. No world. All the thoughts are not there because
Even very aham vritti is also, even the knowledge of existence of one's own self also is not there, because there is no vritti. All the vrittis are resolved. Aham vritti is resolved, idam vrittayaha is also, are also resolved. Mind is non-functional. No perception. What about the sense perception? They are all there, but they are non-functional. No perception, the ekat loses its sense of being existent. Therefore, all the sense powers can serve as instruments of perception. Thereby perception is possible. Thereby the world can enjoy sense of being existent only when the mind itself is functional. All the vrittis must rise. So mind being functional means the vrittis can rise and remain. Isn't it? So the mind is, and now we say, the mind itself is capable of functioning. The thoughts can rise, thoughts can remain, thoughts can resolve, thoughts can rise, thoughts can remain, thoughts can resolve. The mind is capable of functioning as the mind only because what? Because the mind has become conscious and sentient because of the blessing of Atma in terms of its presence. Presence of Atma is the blessing for the mind. There's no other blessing, okay? Atma being present itself is what? Blessing for the mind. And what is Atma? The absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, obtaining as the truth of every vritti, the truth of the entire mind, antahkaranam, and which cannot be arrived at as an object. Which has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing as the surupam of I. Understand? I'm repeating, it's so important. These are all important lessons Swamiji taught so well before. I don't know what, because when he does, sometimes goes away. But these are the things I'm repeating it. How are you going to Vashti Vicharaha? There cannot be individual analysis without unless you do arrive at the point. There is no Vyashti Vichara. Vichara will lead you to somewhere. What is Vyashti Vichara? What is an individual? How are you going to arrive at it? What is the truth? The Vichara should help you arrive at, stumble upon that beyond which you cannot go. Isn't it? You have to say I. You have to mention I. You have to come to the I. Everything is idam, 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 idam. Everything is this. Why? This is known, 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 known. What cannot be, what is not the known is, what is that which cannot come under the category of the known is what? I. Why? I am the knower. Everything else is known to me. I am the evidence. Everything is evident to me. I know I am, so I am self-evident. So what is this I then? You have to say what this I is. It I is, you know. But how it is? What it is? So Shastra helps arrive at it. It's a manifestation of knowledge, obtaining of thought. Why do you say it's a manifestation? Because at the time it is not there. In sleep it is not there. In waking it is. When it is there, it is waking. When it is not there, it is sleep. Therefore it is manifestation, I say. If it's always there, you can't call it manifestation. It's not always there. So what is there always is that, okay, because of the presence of which, this manifestation of I being there is known, I being not there also is known. That is the truth. Therefore it is, you already understand that reality was in terms of its nature of knowing only. Ilya. So you say, therefore, what do you understand? Okay, this true Atma is the truth because of which the mind functions, because of which sense organs function, because of which the world, the perception is possible, because of the world enjoys, world is known, world is perceived, world enjoys the status of being existent. Therefore, there is no world outside of the Atma. One way of arriving at it, that you already understood. Now, the problem with you is, when I am telling you, when the sun I bring in, sun is there, only when the sunlight is, in the presence of the sunlight, all the opaque things shine, when the seeing power perceives the objects. Right. But now he goes from here what? A sunlight enables the seeing power perceive the objects by bringing the opaque things to light. Similarly, what is that which makes the sun? What is that which enables the sun illumine the opaque things, thereby makes the eye perceive the opaque things? That is Atma, he says. Understand now? It is clear now? Yeah. That what he wants to say is, the truth behind everything is the same.
At that time he didn't relate it to his own self. He just
told. Yeah, just.
It.
Yeah. In fact, why you should sun? What is, that's why, Bhisho smadvatav pavate, Bhisho odeti vatna. What I'm saying, everything functions here, be only blessed by Atma. The fire is fire because of the Atma. Vayu is Vayu because of Atma. Atma is what? Atma means don't think self or anything. Atma is the absolute reality which is of the nature of all pervasive, not all engulfing. Sarvamatri iti api Atma. Isn't it? That which contains everything, that which Atma. That Atma which is of the nature of knowing. See, you can never arrive at the Atma Swarupam, be nature of Atma being knowledge, you know, as an object. Only as the truth of I you have to arrive at it. That is why you have to, the Ramana Maharishi is, you know, ask who am I? That is why it became popular. There's no way, that's why self-knowledge, we call it. Because only here you have to, there's no way of arriving at it, never as an object. It came up with so much, it is everywhere, it is said, not available for object. Objectification, not an object. Okay, don't waste your time searching for it. The scientists are trying that. They want to know the truth of the world. They're searching all over, all the experiments. Amazingly brilliant scientists are involved in research work. They're searching. That's why there's a thirst on the part of the mind in terms of knowing what is there. The thirst on the, you know, the part of the mind will get quenched only when you discover the truth in terms of its nature of knowing as the truth of I. Appadama adangu. Appadama adangu manas. Mind will not adanga adhavikyo. Aditta arukum. Isn't it? What is it which really makes the mind? So Atma. So he just used example he gives, that's all. He just only one thing. Why one this? The truth of everything. It is the sunlight, it is the sun which alone illumines all the opaque forms, enables the seeing power, grasp, perceive the forms. Similarly, it is the Atma which enables the sun illumine the opaque things, thereby it makes the seeing power grasp the objects. And that Atma, which alone makes everything shine, which makes everything, enables everything function, isn't it? That Atma, which is ever of the nature of knowledge, I am. Is it clear now? The word is, see, prabhataha, abhataha. He used two different affixes in two different contexts. Look at this. Prabhataha means illumined. Abhataha also means illumined. But abhataha, see, bhataha, prabhataha, abhataha, all the words, the different prefixes mean only one meaning is what? Illumined. Past, passive, participle. Understand? But abhataha means unillumined. Got it? Abhataha, prabhataha, vibhataha, illumined. But abhataha na unillumined. That's why don't get confused. You know, at least you got, you understood the thing. That's enough. He beautifully takes one by one. Because he's actually the Buddhist. First, the Charvaka he negates. Atma is, for the many, Atma is one, he made very clear. Now he did all this Buddhists, what they say, these Yogacara Bodhas. For them, Atma is the fleeting consciousness. Atma for them is a consciousness which comes and goes, which means they mistake the manifestation of consciousness for the Atma. They don't go to the source of that manifestation, they don't go to. Therefore, they say it comes and goes. That he negates in this. He only says in his own way, but Shankara Bhagavatpada takes any clear expression of knowledge is there, he takes it, and he uses his knowledge of refuting other schools of thought. He doesn't refute the Buddhists or anything, he just says the fact. Hasta Malaka reveals only the fact. But Shankara Bhagavatpada uses that vision of the reality, the expression of the vision of reality, to refute other schools also. What's the time?
Six.
Oh, 2 hours I had class. I came at 4 o'clock. Okay, start. I think we'll do it tomorrow morning. It's nice verse. I think I don't want to go anywhere else hereafter. We go, a lot of time goes. We should go only after the class. I think after lunch you have to go anywhere. I'm going to tell them. You take us anywhere after lunch. And after you can come back and rest, we can again have a class in the evening. Morning class, I don't want to miss it. When you're all fresh, isn't it? You have small tea and things like that. See, tomorrow morning, it's nice. Next verse is very nice verse. At least today, this was the confusion came because, how can you say that sunlight illumines the opaque things? Sunlight makes the eyes see. That became a problem for all of you. Yes, example. Sunlight enables the eyes perceive, illumines the opaque things, thereby enables the eyes see the opaque things. Because sun itself is what? Illumined. That's what he wants to say. Now got it, doctor? I understood why you're all struggling. Doctor is sleeping. I understood what he's thinking. I could read his mind. I was thinking, let me try to say it this way, differently. I was just trying to say that. It doesn't matter. It's good. Got it, Sartaka? Got it? I think these verses, what happens, the compound words should not be broken actually. They should be put together. The vivasvata, if it is not a compound word, then it's okay. Vivasvata bhata means they should put together, not break, gap in between. This is the problem with people. Sometimes the printing or tatara.
How do you translate prabodha?
Knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah.
Bodaha, prabodaha, everything is.
One awareness, there's one knowledge.
Ekaha, prabodaha. See, bodaha, prabodaha, everything is knowledge only. See, Atma, swarup means what? Bodha, swarupaha means what? Jnana, swarupaha. Jnanam is a neuter gender word. Bodaha is a masked gender word. The roots are different, meaning is the same. And the prabodaha prakarshena bodaha, which means their bodhanam, knowing is not an action, very swarupa. See, prakashanam, all this is what now. Illumining is not an action, very nature. There no action is done by the sun to illumine things. My mere presence, it illumines. And why does it illumine? Who illumines? When I say, who illumines the opaque things? will are sun illumines. This is sun illumines. You are using the verb illumines. If illumines is the verb, it must be action. Any verb implies what? Action only. It's an action then. No. I am using the verb, but still the verb illumines does not imply the action, the part of sun. It implies the surupam of the sun. Similarly, knowing bodhaha is what? Bodhayati. No? Bodhate knows. Bodhate. Again, atmane padam only, because only is only, knowing is only and the part of the atma. There is atmane padi only. Bodhate.
Huh?
No, no, no. Same. Bodhate knows. Arihirada. Bodhate. In a causative, you have bodhagiti. That's teacher. As a teacher does it. Bodhate means knows. So, bodhaha is knowledge. And the prakrishena bodhate. Prabodha. Why? Because without pra also bodha is knowledge only. But prabodha, because prabodhate knows, and you say, atma knows, reality knows, if I say, vastu knows, if I say, atma prabodhate. Pra knows is a verb. Verb should imply what? Action. Is an action? No. Even though I use the term illumines, use the term knows, is a verb, does not imply an action, it implies a swarupam, nature. Therefore, pra. What does it do? Sannidhi matena sarvam prakashayati. Just by mere presence, it illumines. Mere presence, it knows. Knowing is the swarupam. Therefore, prabodaha. Is it clear? Bodhaswarupaha. Nitya upalabdhiswarupaha. Upalabdhihi also actually should be taken as jnanamani. Even though the word upalabdhihi, implies availability. Labdhi, labaha, labhate. Labdhihi is a noun. So upalabdhihi na, what is that which is ever available is jnanam. Therefore, ever obtaining knowledge. The reality ever obtaining as knowledge. Ever obtaining knowledge. Yeah, jnanaswarupa.
So what
can you say? No, upalabdhihi is a noun. Upalabdhi swarupa ham channa, jnanaswarupa. So I am the reality which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Implied by the term Atma, which is ever of the nature of knowledge. This is the correct translation. Perfect translation. Nobody can correct it. Which is ever of the nature of knowledge. Nitya upalabdhi swarupahana, nitya jnana swarupaha. Because never Atma becomes, for some time Atma is not jnana swarupaha. Always of the nature of jnana only. When is sun not light? Tell me. Now, solo mundilla. If sun is light, now kiri chilla. Sun kaano? Now sun has become dark. I used to say as a child. Okay. This is my ignorance, isn't it? Sun is ever of the nature of knowledge. Ever of the nature of light. Similarly, Atma is ever of the nature of knowledge. Atma angrava. See, Atma, when you say, don't think of anything else. It is a formless, most abstract, all-pervasive, absolute vastu, the reality. Vastu shonnale, what does it mean? That which alone is vastu. Yedu irikkirado adu vastu. Whatever, anything other than it is what? As though. That which alone is vastu. Everything else other than vastu is what? As though. If we say our bodies are as though, will you believe? But you have to understand the fact. It's a fact. That is why Vedanta has been understood very clearly. Otherwise, people don't understand correctly. And then they have their own confusions, webs. That is why people like all these things, meditation, business. I go there, sit there, I find this,
I find the energy, I find the vibration, I find this. It's all mental projections. How to make you understand that? Every human being, a beautiful human being, beautiful person, wonderful person, very good nature, very. But these are small confusions. Swami, just because they're good people, with due respect to their goodness, we have to say what is wrong is wrong. Because they're good people, don't want to offend the feelings. Swami said, Talayati Bumma. Ellathukkum Talayattarva. Swami used to say this, Talayati.
Talayati
Bumma. Talayati means what? There's a tangible, they make dolls. That doll sitting here, all the time, it will be doing like this. So the spring will be there, one big tummy, we seat it there, there'll be a head, I show you. It's called Tanjavur Bommai. It's made here only, okay? And all the time, it starts to chit-chat, sitting in all it. Which means, they never say no, okay? All the time, yes, all right. So, and the people who say yes to everything, they're called Talayati Bommai. Talayati. Whoever says yes for everything, they're diplomatic people, no? For everything, they'll say yes, very diplomatic. They don't want to get in trouble, no? No, don't want to be controversial. So, Swamiji calls it people Talayatis. Talayati means what? Doing. So here, so there are lots of people, very, very good people, very good natured, very rich people, very generous, very highly accommodated, very, very nice, lots of good things about them, good qualities. We cannot say anything, we cannot differ from their views, because by expressing our differing in the views may make them feel hurt or offended. So we don't want to hurt such good people's souls. Therefore, sometimes, no, we do this. We know it's wrong. We do. Swami says, don't compromise with Satyam. Okay? Because, again, it's insecure feeling. Don't hurt consciously anybody. Again, be true to your consciousness. Don't hurt intensely. Of course, Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. We should be the most compassionate, most accommodative, loving and caring, affectionate people. Because this would be a dharma. Being righteous and being compassionate, being accommodative is a dharma. You can be nice. You don't need to hurt the feelings of, you don't need to offend. But if there's a close intimacy, definitely, with due respect to what they are, we have to express our disagreement and make them see. Now, with due respect to the people, we have to say where they're wrong is wrong. That's what the whole jagat is now, because the whole jagat, I tell you, so-called popular, the most popular, well-known religious heads in India are these people. One boy, Rami, one Prabhu Rajagopal, amazingly brilliant boy, who came to London to do his PhD in mechanical engineering, Imperial College. He didn't want to live there. He was offered jobs all over the world. He came back and he's working in Chennai, IIT Chennai, as a professor of... Professor in the department, young boy, every day in London in cold weather, so the one who was doing Trika Sandhya Vandanam in London was this boy. I'm sure I tell you, he will become somebody very soon. Very soon, at least in 10 to 8 years time, he is going to become. I want to see him really shining one day. He will definitely make a very big change in India. Like today, what Modi is, not for him, Prabhu will do something much more. I have such a an expectation on his, because such a very amazingly brilliant, very disciplined boy, Prabhu Rajagopal Iyer. And he was very close when he was there. And he said, Swami, I'm doing special japam because Lord caused a lot of pain when you see the stand of Hindus worldwide. And these are the so-called heads and sitting there. I feel so helpless and small seeing these things happening. Because we can't do anything, so all of them are big. They all have their own ideas and views. They all mean well. The so-called religious faiths also, they all mean well. They're not rogues. They're all very good people, very good nature, very, very good people. They mean well. At the same time, they're not clear. Unfortunately, they're not able to see they're not clear. So, but who yaar pe ponek money getter denna? How to become too small, too young to go and do? Because I said, Prabhu, you will do it, as I said. And he said, you know, he was very upset because Swamiji was, I think Swamiji, I wish Swamiji is still young and energetic to do a little more. And Swamiji is slowly, Swamiji is also physically declining and then he's going. He was very sad. Now, how to make you understand? very difficult, no, Dema. So he was worried that he genuinely, I did join him that way. We feel helpless. I have my own limitations, even though I have clarity. I have my own limitations. We all have our own limitations. Our own other in every respect. It's the standard of people all over. At the same time, we don't deny their goodness. So Swami always tells, with due respect, their goodness and everything, we have to say what is right. We make them politely, with all humility, we have to make them see where it is not clear. Very difficult, Dema, very difficult. That is why I don't mind, you know, there's, we don't feel insecure about it. If people don't come to us, go away from us, doesn't matter. If I'm dependent on that thing, then I'm dependent, isn't it? I was true to my satyam. So my satyam should give me all strength that I can be raised by myself. Then we have to tell what is right. Otherwise, it's a disturbance. It will affect my peace.
Sometimes we say that there is a greater design which we don't know. There must be a greater design for the world which we don't know.
Then this is things will.
We are looking at it from our point of view and thinking they should be better, all these things.
No. I'm not saying better than Amma. Because the so-called lot of youngsters, all of them are very good nature. See, the goodness will protect. The people's own goodness will protect them. Definitely will protect them. Some slowly they'll come. But because the tradition is declined, the tradition has to be, see, why this teaching? You know? Then why this has to, is not for everybody definitely. At least the whole way of life is based on this vision only. You know, so sing bhajan, sing kirtans, go to temples, do rituals, pray, worship, follow dharma, follow values, be nice to everybody, understand. All this teaching, everything is based on ultimately this vision. If at least way of life they are following, what has been being here, without knowing the spirit behind these forms, the forms that have been being followed in this country should be followed at least. Then they'll come to this one day. The thing is, the very cultural forms are a threat now. Because of the confused ideas. That is the only thing, nothing else. Otherwise, you don't need to worry about the Shastram is not for everybody. At least the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, ultimately based on this vision, should be followed without knowing the meaning also, without questioning. When they question, they can come to this. The thing is now, because they don't understand, they don't connect. They don't see the, understand the forms, without knowing the spirit behind the forms, they're not able to understand it, connect it. So they lose interest sometimes, or they distorted, or westernized, or something happens. That's what. And people, as I told in the afternoon.
And I also think it's, you know, like you said, the leaders, if you go to a temple, that peace these days is lacking because immediately money, this puja, this money. So the Hindus themselves have to, you know, I think there's a change.
There are simple poor people, and
go to temple for some peace, and then you're pushed here. You go to Tirupati, Jargandi, and you're pushed, you know, with the whole lot of crowd. And of course, it's beautiful to see.
Yeah, that is when we have to allow people who need to go to temple to go to temples. We cannot need to go. We also need not go there. We have grown out of all this.
Cultural forms. You're saying youngsters won't these days. Young people aren't drawn by that because.
I'm not talking about those things. Those are different problems we have to solve. It's not difficult. What if people lose interest not because of that alone? People don't understand what it is. They're not able to connect it. They go for these modern ideas of meditate, don't have forms, don't follow rituals, don't go to temples. This is idea. I'm not talking about the problems in the temples are different. Heard of differently. What I'm saying, there are some organizations which only say do this, meditate, don't follow rituals, don't go to temples, don't do panam. They don't respect. They think it's all some inferior things. You should not do all those things. I'm not saying if you, the problems in the temples. They people think we have to only meditate or do this or sing. No, they don't know, see the value of the sing sankirtan or sing bhajans. Oh, don't say all these things. Not everything not for everybody, but we have to respect it. We have to know the value of it. We have to validate everything in the light of the vision. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, today's class was clear or not? At last clear, isn't it?
Just one second.
Anvaya,
you said tatha atmana.
Yena, atmana, tatha. In the same way.
You added that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, I have to add it. Otherwise, it won't be complete.
Atmana, then you said yet abhata ekaha vivasvan.
No. Atmana abhataha ekaha vivasvan. Aksham prakashiti, I said.
Abhasa.
Again, another sentence. Yena atmana, same I repeated. Yena atmana, to make it saha. I get to same as the repeated with the ena, relative pronoun. Did you see that? You all got it? That's important. So I said, again, same sentence twice, Sanju. One with the.
Like the causal, I just wanted to know who, what is the subject of abhasayati?
Vivasvan abhasayati.
But it sounds like atmana.
Because of Atmana. Because of Atmana. Wait, how can that be? Yena abhataha abhasite said. Yena atmana. Abhataha ekaha vivasvan abhasiti. Atmana goshita atmana abhataha vivasvan.
Okay.
Got it? Abhasiti goes with what? Atmana abhataha vivasvan abhasiti. Atmana abhataha vivasvan abhasiti. First I said. Then, yena atmana abhataha vivasvan abhasayati saha atma aham, I said. Got it?
Right out, I think.
Urbana Sultma?
No, write it out, I think. Like you said, I think every verse
is it same? Yeah. I'll write the whole thing. Is it clear now for you?
Yeah.
The Abhasiti goes to the Vivasvan Abhasiti.
Yeah, that's
what I thought. Atmana Abhataha Vivasvan Abhasiti. The sun illumined by Atma illumines. Which means the sun itself is illumined by Atma, and that sun illumines the objects, thereby enables the seeing power perceive the objects.
Because here the word meaning is, I mean, it's of. It's
don't
not
see.
Right.
No, that's why sometimes it's not right. The translations, I always try not to get this. Some printouts are sometimes not good. Is it very clear now? That is good. That is good. At least one thing, I'm sure before you go, where you understand everything is not, definitely you cannot see I being a thing, but expression of thought, which is a manifestation of knowledge, for which the source of reality, which is of the nature of knowing. One sentence, I finished the whole teaching. Isn't it? Repeatedly you are listening. It's the same sentence every day. How can you miss it? Every day I am repeating. I don't mind. I might get tired of repeating. I don't feel bored also. No way. This is the only thing you have to understand finally, ultimately. Because it is not tangible, and we all like something gross and tangible, it is all abstract. And here, the very eye is lost, isn't it? Cognitively, when you are resolving, the individuality is lost. Where is the individual? Where is the individual? There is no individual absolutely. This individual, which is so gross and which is so much we are holding on to,
which makes the whole soul life possible, is as good as the form of wave minus water. It's like that. Onnumilla the water. Isn't it? When you say it is nothing empty, it's nothing. And that makes you feel so sad, isn't it? Because we give so much importance we give. That is why in light of the Shastram we have to respect everything. Even though it is mithya, that is why Devaha, Devaleha, Kovile, Udambe, De Kovil. We have to really respect it, value it, maintain it. He said, I said, what should Atma means? Truth of I, as well as Atma. Then you see that Atma being Brahman. Then you resolve the Jagat in that Brahman.
Yeah.
Brahman the Atma, yeah. Yeah, that's the only way. Jivaha, Jiva Ishwara Aikyam, you first to establish, resolve. Then Jagat Brahma Aikyam. Jiva Brahma Aikyam, Jagat Brahma Aikyam. Or Jiva Ishwara Aikyam, then Jagat Ishwara, resolve Ishwara, see Ishwara as Brahma, then resolve Jagat in that Ishwara. See, all this is only Ishwara. Then you understand Ishwara is also only a qualification. Then there is no Ishwara other than the truth, Brahman. In Tamil we have beautiful word Paramborul. See, what happens, doctor? People teach all this sometimes, they miss Ishwara. I tell you, nobody Dema, the concept of Ishwara was nobody like Swamiji as universal law and order, made very clear. Ishwara's order we have to understand. We don't see Ishwara though, not something else. Universal law and order. That is very, very important. Otherwise, you cannot account for the mithya relative issues which are related to what you are facing in day to day life, isn't it? How are you going to account for otherwise? The order we have to, even though order is also mithya only, but still, the order has to be known. Something nice about it, isn't it? Otherwise, everything, anybody can do anything. So I had to pay for everything I do. I cannot escape. That must be there. Nothing can protect me. I had to pay for whatever I do. That makes me understand the value of dharma. I cannot consciously go rub against dharma. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Hari Om.